question. The meaning of the words Hamechadesh b'tuvoy, he renews in his kindliness every day the work of creation. Now that has nothing to do with forgetting the past. We have to remember the past. We live in the past. For the Jewish nation, the past is our future. Only we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews every day the work of creation. Every day, when you arise in the morning, it's a new day, you're refreshed, the sun is coming up again. Last night you maybe made a fool out of yourself, you got into a fight with somebody. In the morning, don't carry over the errors of last night. So let's say you and your wife had a squabble last night. In the morning, when you get up, don't mention it, act like nothing happened. Both, of course, should act like nothing happened and begin anew. That's the only way to live normally. If you had any setbacks yesterday, today is a new opportunity to succeed. It's like the famous Halavah says, Hayomei Megillah. The days are like notebooks. Each day is a new clean notebook. When you buy, remember you went to school, you bought a clean notebook, and you're full of ambition. This notebook is going to be a success. It's only when it's a little bit scribbled up that you get disgusted with it. Every day is a new notebook, and write in it the best that you can. That's what it means. Hashem starts every day anew. But not we should forget. Certainly not. We have to remember all the good things. Let's say, in case your wife made a good supper for you, or she washed your laundry, you shouldn't forget that. In the morning, when you get up, you shouldn't forget all the good things that happened to you. We should try to forget all the unpleasant things. And every day is a new opportunity to live happily and successfully.